Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My show member can. You bet on yourself. Kevin in Nashville is going to play along. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, guys.
Hello. So you're going to bid on how many things you can name in 30 seconds from whatever our category is. If you say something that's not in the category, that doesn't count against you. It just wastes your own time. So if it was types of deli meat and you said ham, turkey, Corvette car, Kit Kat bars, and chicken, you'd still be fine if the number was three. Okay?
Just remember, the free beer has the list.
Yeah. I always have the list.
He always has the master list. Yeah.
I do. And we're going to start with this. Hot wings.
Yes.
How many types of soup, common soups, can you name?
Five.
Maitland.
Six.
Six. Kevin.
I'll say seven.
Okay. Steve.
Oh, boy. Getting up there. No, I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Eight.
Hot wings.
Nine.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Kevin, can you go higher than nine?
I'll try 10.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I am out.
I'm out.
Kevin, I have the 20 most popular American soups. You just need to name half of them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, begin.
Chicken noodle soup.
One.
Tomato soup.
Two.
Cream of cream mushroom soup.
Three.
Cream of celery soup.
Four.
Bean soup.
Five.
Ham. Bean and ham soup.
It's very much like bean soup.
Cream of chicken. Cream of mushroom. Cream of potato. Cream
six.
Of celery.
Did that one. Got your chowders.
Clam chowder, potato, ham chowder,
chicken and dumpling.
We would have accepted
bisque.
So many
chili. Would have accepted that.
What's the one?
Would have accepted
French
chili?
Onion oh. soup. Oh, ooh. So much cheese.
French onion.
Chili's not soup.
No.
What do you mean chili's not soup?
Chili's not soup.
What is it?
It's closer to a stew than a soup.
Stew is soup.
Yeah.
No, stew is stew. It's
stew's a type of soup. Oh, it's yeah. in the list.
Mm.
So
that's crazy.
Don't blame me. Blame the list. Kevin, that was a good try. You'll still get to play. All right.
Oh, great.
Maitland. How many dramatic TV shows, past or present, like one-hour dramas, can you name in 30 seconds?
Four.
Kevin?
Yeah, I'd go up, say five.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, yeah, I think I could do four, too. Steve,
six.
Higher than five. Kelly?
Seven.
Hot wings?
Eight.
Maitland.
I'm out.
You're out. Kevin.
Nah, I don't know. I got put on the spot last time, so I'll let him try.
Okay. Steve, higher
no,
than
out.
Eight?
No.
Hot wings. Kelly.
Dramatic TV shows?
Drama TV shows. Yeah,
nine for sure.
Hot wings.
10.
Kelly.
11.
Hot wings.
12.
Kelly.
Out.
Hot wings. 12 dramatic TV shows on your market set. Go.
Game of Thrones,
one,
The Sopranos,
two,
Breaking Bad,
three,
Magnum P.I.,
four,
Airwolf,
five,
The A-Team,
six,
Miami Vice,
seven,
CSI, CSI
eight,
New York,
nine,
CSI Miami,
ten,
ER,
11,
Chicago
12.
Hope.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it.
You're good.
That's
I just
good.
Thought you could keep
Grey's
going.
Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, Hill Street
dramatic.
Blues.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot of them, yeah. Oh, Blue Thunder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Greatest show in the history of Earth.
That's a Baywatch.
What was Blue Thunder?
It's that only the greatest a police helicopter in the history of the Earth.
Yeah,
it made
man.
Airwolf look like a pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Jesus, get with it.
I know what I learned today.
I don't even know why you would ask such a stupid question.
God.
What's Blue Thunder?
My God.
Do you even
helicopter, bro?
Do you even know the national anthem? Do you know anything about America? God.
What's up? Who
Kevin,
you know, there was a movie version of that first with Roy Scheider.
Yeah.
And a very young
yep.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah. Roy played, Scheider said, you're going to need a bigger helicopter.
He played Jaffro.
Jaffro?
Yeah. Just another bleeping observer.
Isn't that Jaffo?
Jaffo. Yeah, maybe it was Jaffo.
Yeah.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't know about this show that aired it. In 1984, for one season.
It was a great show.
That was
though,
only on for one season? It had Dick Butkus and Bubba Smith.
But it was overshadowed by the cool sleekness of Airwolf.
Oh, everybody was sold on that. That was like the most 80s helicopter in the world. Blue Thunder's an American classic. Machine gun in the front.
I mean, I agree. I thought it looked badass.
Yeah, it was better.
You didn't mention James Ferrantino?
Well, I mean,
or Sandy McPeak?
I didn't think you'd want to know everybody.
Or Ann Cooper? She played J.J. Douglas.
Yeah, Ann Cooper as J.J. was a sex symbol to America.
So much so that she just has a silhouette on IMDb.
Yeah, because they can't show a real photo because everyone will fill their pants with number three.
Yeah.
Man.
Are you kidding?
When she held a magic wand aloft, she became the helicopter.
Yeah.
Steve.
She was, I mean, she was known as Tank Thunder.
Look it up.
Tank like, she'd Thunder? Walk by and you just feel everything vibrate below your belt.
Wait.
Like there was a helicopter between your... balls in your anus.
This is the opening and closing credits coming in at just a mere 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not enough. But okay, we'll take
Blue
a taste
Thunder,
of it.
Season one.
Okay. Yeah, and only.
Oh, wow. Lasted 4 months.
Yeah.
4 best months.
It was.
I wish I would have been more.
Whoa.
Blue Thunder. Oh, there's the toughest helicopter in the earth rising up in the silhouette of the sun.
I thought that was a ship in the ocean for a second.
Well, that's because you're dumb.
So
yeah,
that's
because you don't know boats from sky boats.
That's because you're using your lady brain.
So blurry.
Look at that. Laying waste to everything.
Yeah.
Flying through that city.
And that city.
With the stock footage. There he is.
Who? That guy.
One of the guys. That's James Ferrantino. He's got a hat with a B on it for Blue Thunder.
I actually thought it was Dan Loria.
Look at that.
Dana Carvey.
Turtle, turtle, turtle. Blue Thunder could fly at night, too. Very sleek. People didn't even know it was there.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, you could go into whisper mode.
Helicopters can't fly at night anymore.
Not as well as that one.
Sandy McPeak.
Thought it was a lady. Dick Butkus.
Two former football players.
Bubba Smith.
Look how strong
as
he is.
Bubba Kelsey.
They didn't make him stretch very much, did they?
No.
Where's Ann Cooper? Did they even put her in the opening credits? I don't know if they did.
She turns into the helicopter. There's just so much firepower.
Yeah. Back when Blue Thunder was on TV, you could shoot people that might have committed a crime with a machine gun while they're driving their 1980 Catalina away through the desert, and it was fine.
You know, I think it was a little bit better story, but honestly, in that time period, I think they lost out on theme songs. Airwolf had a way better theme song.
Well, never saw it. That show was stupid.
I can still remember it. Anyways. Now you know.
Deep dive on Blue Thunder.
Yeah.
All right. Steve.
My favorite Thunder show was Thunder in Paradise.
That was a good one. I was trying to remember the name of that.
You will never be forgiven for comparing a Hulk Hogan vehicle to Blue Thunder American greatness.
That Dick Butkus vehicle.
But they had a super boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it shoot anything?
Thunder in Paradise,
yeah.
Man. When you mess with him, it's like messing with your life or playing with your life.
Yeah.
Theme song.
Wasn't he just a nanny in that?
No, he was a
Hulk Hogan.
A boat captain.
Like a bowling ball fell and hit him in the head, and he's like, whoa, I don't like kids. Let me get in my boat. I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody likes that show. Anyway.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Steve, Kevin, chime in. You like Blue Thunder best,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Yeah, goddamn right you do. All right, Steve. How many wrestlers who died an ironic death because it was so similar to their wrestling gimmick, can you name in 30 seconds?
One?
Well, that's going to be easy. I bet Kelly can do more than one.
Four.
Yeah. Hot Wings.
Oh, five.
Are these Maitland. Real wrestlers?
Yeah, duh.
Six. Yeah, I've got the list
yes,
right here.
Totally real.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, every time a wrestler dies, it's like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. James the Rubber Duck Buchanan suffocated with a rubber duck on his head. There, I gave you one.
So do we have to give the explanation of how they died, too?
Yeah, it'll take a second. Maitland, how many?
Six.
Kevin?
I'm going to have to say zero.
Okay.
That sounds like you're out.
Seems like a smart choice. Okay, Steve?
Right. I'm up to eight.
Okay. Kelly?
Oh, I could do nine.
Okay, Hot Wings.
Ten.
Maitland?
I'm out.
Okay. Steve?
What are we at?
10. You'd have to say 11.
Oh, yeah, I can do 10.
You got to say 11.
11.
Okay.
I can't. I'm out at 10, actually.
I'm going to let Steve take this.
Steve, it's been quite a road. Yeah. You didn't even understand the concept, and now you're going to do it. You're going to name 11 wrestlers who died ironically in a way similar to their wrestling gimmick.
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, begin.
Swordsman Smith got cut in half by a sword.
Okay, one.
Steamroller Thompson got run over by a steamroller.
Two.
Car wreck McGee got in a car wreck.
Three.
The pilot Johnson got shot by a pilot.
Oh, shot by a pilot.
Yeah.
Timmy fall off the ladder.
fell off the ladder. Gunsman McGee, not related to the other guy, got shot by a guy with a gun.
Ronald Roof Jumper.
Did I get it?
The ones you said were correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were off to a hot start. Yeah.
Gunsman McGee was my favorite wrestler in the 80s. Yeah.
Quicksand Queenie, that was tragic. Yeah. She was going to be the women's champion.
Yeah.
So, hey, Kevin, sorry I didn't get to name wrestlers who died ironically. I appreciate you playing, though. Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't even get to handkerchief in the throat McGillicuddy.
Colombian necktie rutabaga.
Not rutabaga.
Yeah.
Ronald the turtle felcher.
Do you remember where you were when you found out that Anus Nose Andrews had died?
Oh, man.
How did he die?
Toilet paper stuffed in his nostrils and he couldn't breathe.
That's bad.
Can we watch the Airwolf theme song just so we can compare?
Oh, God, yes.
No.
Yes. We could have 20 minutes left in this segment.
It's
and
a better
I would
theme
say
song.
We're out of time.
I know it's
that,
a better theme
I know
song.
That
it's a great theme song.
Look, yeah. I know you come from a Blue Thunder family.
Yeah, right?
Great theme song.
No, we don't have time.
Compare.
Nope.
Yeah,
look at that cast.
Yeah, hit it, man. Hit it.
Oh,
hit
yeah.
it.
Ernest Borgnine,
turn
best known for saying he liked to masturbate.
Yeah, wait till this thing.
Whoa.
This feels like the same show.
Oh. But listen,
it's a vastly inferior show.
I feel like
it's
the same
way
theme.
Way better.
It's B-roll of actors that are all dead.
These are exactly the same scenes.
It
basically,
is.
But this is like one of those slick-ass Sikorskis, man, and it can do a loop in the air.
Yeah. See, Blue Thunder's
Ooh,
got
that
it.
Really helps you fight crime.
Yeah,
what were you doing while the terrorists got away? Loops. Blue Thunder caught him, though. It's
Blue
fine.
Blue Thunder had whisper mode and flew at night, so that was cooler.
Yeah, but the pilot of this is Stringfellow Hawk. Like, that's a badass name.
It's a made-up name.
But it showed an eagle.
It's not cool like Anus Nose
Andrews.
Look,
that guy has an eye patch on his glasses.
And he plays Todd.
He doesn't play Todd.
He does, too. Alex Cord as Todd. Todd
his
the
eye
patch.
Patch. Todd.
Yeah. Great. A helicopter pilot with no depth perception. Everything's stupid.
God. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.